I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree.
What we're hearing there is an old recording of the Irish poet William Butler Yeats reciting one of his most famous poems, The Lake Isle of Innisfree. Yeats might be one of the greatest poets of the 20th century. He was born 150 years ago tomorrow.
And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow.
Dropping bales in the morning to where the cricket sings. Their midnights all a glimmer, a noon a purple glow.
Now, these are present-day students in Ireland reciting the same poem from memory just a few weeks ago. Megan Walsh is 12 years old, and she told me she relates to this poem, the desire for escape.
Maybe going off to find peace and, like, quiet and, going away.
This year, Ireland is holding a lot of big public events commemorating the 150th anniversary of Yeats' birth. And Ari, when you're not here hosting Morning Edition with us, which we've been really happy about, you actually are based in London and cover events like this. And leading up to this celebration, you decided not to go to festivals, gala celebrations. Tell me where in Ireland you went and met these kids.
Well, David, right now we are in far western Ireland. This is rural County Galway. You can hear the birds singing in the trees, the stream rushing by. And looming above us is a 15th century stone tower called Tor Ballylee. There's a window overlooking the stream, and Yeats lived here for many years. He actually wrote about this place a lot. Here's a line of his that describes the very scene.
Under my window ledge, the waters race. You know, that's the window that he studied at, Yeats.
This man speaking is Brendan Flynn. He's a retired school principal. He's 72, and he's been taking students here to walk in Yeats's footsteps for 35 years. I asked Flynn, have different poems of his been meaningful to you at different times?
Yeah, and they become more meaningful as the years go by. It must be like great whiskey. They ripen with years, and they blossom and they bloom. I mean, you take a poem like Sailing to Byzantium, like when he talks about aging, you know, an aged man is but a paltry thing, a tattered coat upon a stick, unless the soul clap its hands and louder sing. As you age, instead of complaining, just celebrate every day.
So here we are.
Yeah.
Now we are inside Tor Ballylee. Walking up a narrow stone spiral staircase.
This is his bedroom.
Our escort is Colm Farrell. He's raising money to restore this tower and reopen it to the public.
I was born close to the tower here. My grandfather and father all worked here in the tower.
His grandfather actually knew Yeats personally. Farrell says people thought of the poet as kind of the town eccentric.
The children used to hide, and you know, when they see him on the road, they jump in over the wall. And as he passed, they could hear him mumbling. And he was obviously mumbling words of poetry and putting poetry together in his head.
Farrell takes us back to the stairwell, and we begin to climb again.
Now we're going to go out onto the rooftop.
We can see in 360 degrees rolling hills and farms, trees, new spring greenery, and the river rolling down below. I don't want to put you on the spot, but standing here on top of the tower with the Irish flag flapping in the wind, I feel like I should ask you to recite a bit of Yeats.
I, the poet William Yeats, with old mill boards and sea green slates and smithy work from the Gart Forge, restored this tower for my wife George, and may these characters remain when all is ruined once again.
150 years after the birth of William Butler Yeats, the characters remain.